From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says NATO's not ready to impose a no-fly zone or take any other military action against the Libyan government. Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels today, Gates says the alliance is still ironing out details. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, says she plans to meet members of the opposition in Washington and when she visits Egypt and Tunisia next week.
I intend to convey strong support of the Obama administration and the American people that we wish to be a partner in the important work that lies ahead as they embark on a transition to a genuine democracy.
Two journalists are missing in Libya. The Brazilian paper, O Estado de São Paulo, says it has learned that its staffer, André Neto, is in prison. Reuters News Service quotes Reporters Without Borders saying the same thing. The whereabouts of the other journalist, Gate Abdul Ahad of The Guardian in Britain, is unknown. The House Homeland Security Committee is holding a controversial hearing about radicalization of Islam. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty tells us, there were no surprises but some emotion.
Congressman Peter King, who chairs the committee, has been accused of targeting an entire religious group because of a few Muslims who launched attacks. He said the investigation is justified.
Despite what passes for conventional wisdom in certain circles, there is nothing radical or un-American in holding these hearings.
He called two men who testified that their family members had been radicalized in the U.S. and blamed Muslim organizations for not doing enough to stop terror attacks. But the sheriff of Los Angeles County painted a different picture, saying that Muslims in his community had readily cooperated with police. There appeared to be little new information, but Democrats were outraged by the narrow scope of the hearing. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Unions are closely watching developments in Wisconsin, where the state assembly votes on a measure that includes stripping away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. The state Senate approved it, and Republican Governor Scott Walker is defending it. More from Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Kernbach.
Walker is holding news conferences today to support action by state Senate Republicans who passed key parts of his budget repair bill. The most controversial items would reduce collective bargaining options for tens of thousands of public employees and require state workers to pay more for their pension and health insurance. Walker says lawmakers were assured that none of the 14 Democratic senators who had left the state had to be in the Senate chamber for the vote.
While it is a fiscal impact to the state and local government, it does not have an appropriation, and they could comply with it. It was the counsel they were given.
Wisconsin Democrats say they're continuing to analyze whether the Senate action followed state rules. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Dow is down now more than 200 points. This is NPR. The Justice Department is charging 13 Somali men with piracy in an incident that left four Americans dead. Federal prosecutors in Virginia are announcing the indictments. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the alleged pirates were flown from Somalia to face justice.
The U.S. Navy captured more than a dozen pirates after they allegedly took over a yacht off the east coast of Africa earlier this year. Ultimately, all four hostages on the yacht, U.S. citizens, wound up dead. The incident represented the first time Americans had been killed by pirates in recent memory, and it touched off debate over how to handle the growing problem. Authorities flew 13 men from Somalia and another from Yemen to Norfolk, Virginia, to face trial there. The men are due in court for an initial appearance Thursday afternoon. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Oil prices remain above $100 a barrel, although they appear to be sliding back. Investors are trying to determine how much a recent surge in the cost of crude has affected the economic recovery. Analysts warn that if drivers see prices continue to climb at the gas pump, they may start cutting back. Earlier, benchmark West Texas Intermediate for April delivery fell $1.20 to $103.18 per barrel, and that was earlier today. U.S. stocks really sliding down now more than 200 points or more than 1.6% at 12,014 in trading of 3 billion shares. This as investors continue to be worried about the health of the global economy and more concerns about oil-rich Middle East states. NASDAQ down 45 points at 2,707, S&P 500 down 22 at 1,298. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.